proof like this. V'atani, we learn like this. Mehayim oliyachamis, we're bringing a proof that we find the only machlokes is only when the husband says these words of mehayim oliyachamisa. He gives the get to his wife and he tells, I want the get to be from today, but oliyachamisa from after he dies. So the locher is get v'yena get the rechamim. The chum have a suffix about what does the husband really mean. Does he really mean mehayim from today and then the get is a good get? Or else does the husband mean to say no from liyachamisa and then the get is no good, you can't give a get liyachamisa? That's a chum shita. Rebbe Yoim, a Rebbe says no, kizeh get, this is called a good get. Like for sure what he meant to say is mehayim. So now this is the proof that the whole machloek is only by mehayim liyachamisa. But in the case where the husband says al menas, then everybody agrees to get this good. It's called from today. So Murray says though, well, Rabbi Yehuda, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, the yom b'yal menas pligi, Rabbi Yehuda has to say no. That even b'yal menas also, it's a machlokes between Rabbi and Chachamim. If so, adam iflugi b'mayayim uliyachamisa. Why is this machlokes only brought down in the case when the husband says the words of mehayim from today, the get should be uliyachamisa after he dies? Why only this way? Liflagay. Why isn't there a machlokes also b'yal menas? Even when the husband gives the get to his wife and tells Almanas, I'm giving you the get Almanas, that you give me 200. Why don't we say Machlokes there also? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're telling me there is a Machlokes Rebbe and Chachamim in this case. So Gemara says, I'll tell you, Lodiach HaKoich of the Rebbe. We want to say a Chiddush according to Rebbe. That Rebbe says not only Almanas, but even in the case when you just say Mehayim or Yachamisa, Rebbe also says it's called a good get. For sure you meant Mehayim. So Gemara is good, true, according to Rebbe, it's a Chiddush that way, but why don't we say rather, V'lif l'gu b'yalmanas? Why don't we have the machlokes by almanas? And then, u'liyodiyach ha'koich in the Rabbanan. Then there'll be a Chiddush according to the Rabbanan Shita, that even b'yalmanas, they say the get is not from a yachshar from now, but rather first later when you give the money. Why don't we say that? That's a bigger Chiddush. So Gemara says, no, koich de teirod afloy. I'll tell you, want to say the Chiddush of Leheter according to Rebbe. That even when you say the words of Mehayoyim Uliyachamisa, according to Rebbe, those words means from today, that the get is good. And of course, if you say Almanas, for sure the get is good. So that's why you want to say the Machlekes by Mehayoyim, teach us a Chiddush. That even when the husband uses these words of Mehayoyim Uliyachamisa, still according to Rebbe, the get is a good get. Then the Mishnah says, Al menashe titnuli mikan v'yashloishim yoim. But if the husband gives the get to his wife and he speaks out clearly, here's the get, but on the condition that you give me 200 within 30 days, so the Mishnah speaks out that if she gives it by 30 days, the get's good. If she doesn't give it by 30 days, the get is no good. So Gemara asks, pshita, of course, what's the chiddush here? So Gemara says, no, ma'adotem, I would have thought to say, kveida lav kveida. That the husband says, I want you to give me 200 within 30 days, he doesn't really mean it, that if she gives it in 2 months, it's no good. He only meant to say, Ulizarzakosi. He only meant to be Mazarazo, like to encourage her to do it fast. But maybe even if she gives it to 35 days later, maybe the get would still be good. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush and Mishnah, no. When the husband says these words, I'm giving you a get, Amanas, on the condition that you give me 200 within 30 days, he means it. And if she doesn't give it within 30 days, even though she gives it 31st day, nothing doing, the get is no good. Then the Mishnah says, Omer Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, Maise B'tzidon. This is Rab Shimon ben Gamliel that brings down a Maise that happened B'tzidon, that the husband says, I'm giving you a get, Almanashi, give me back my robe. And then the case was that she lost the robe, so the Mishnah says she has a right to pay the money of the robe, that's also good. Now, the Gemara says, Mai Tana Dikotoni Maise. Who is there first to Shaila about this that we bring down a story? In other words, usually a Mishnah doesn't stand bring down a story. Usually when the Mishnah brings down a story, it means it was a machlokes, and it wants to prove a point, so it brings a story to prove the point. But here there was no machlokes, what are we bringing down a story for? Sumar says, yes, I'll tell you, chasurei mechzura, something was missing here. Vachi katoni, this is the way it should be learned. Imo ma'lo al-manashe titen le'istalisi. If the husband gives a get to his wife and tells on a condition that you give me back my robe, v'yov, it's the lisa, and she then loses or lost the robe, is it's the lisa daka kamala. But Tanakama says the get is no good, because the husband is makpid, he bedafka wants his robe back. And if she lost the robe, nothing doing, the get is no good. On this, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Leiman know that titan lo yestu meho, she has a right to give the value, the money of the robe. That's also good. The get will also be good. So it's a machlokes, now it's good. The Yom Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Shimon ben Gamliel wants to prove his point and brings down a ma'isa nanav tzidon. And what's happened in the story in tzidon, biyechu by a man, Shaul Ishta said to his wife, that haray the git chamnasha titnali istalisi, here's the get, but providing that you give me back my robe, v'yov distalisa, and the husband and she lost the robe, v'yom rechom, the chom said back, and what the locher is, titim la yestom meho. So proof from Shimon ben Gamliel, that even though the husband wants the robe, if she doesn't have the robe, she has the right to pay the value of it, and the get would also be good. That's why he brings the proof from Isa's story to his shita, not like the Tanakama. And we'll soon see with Taka Paschal and Gashima ben Gamliel. Boy mine Rabasim Rav Yechanan. Rabbi Asi asked a question from Rav Yechanan. What's going to be the case when the husband gives the get to his wife and says, Hare ze gitcho, al menashe titnu li mosayim zuz. The husband gives the get on the condition that you give me back $200. Then v'chaza v'yomolo, then later the husband says to her, you know what, mechulam l'cho, I'll be meichel to you. Like, I'll let you get away with it. Like, you don't have, as if to say, you don't have to pay me the money anymore. What's the halacha? Mahu. Is that called as if the husband receives the money and then the get is good? Or no, it's not considered that the husband received the get, so still it's no good. Even though the husband wants to, like, free her from the money, but if he does that, the get is no good. Because he only gave her a get on the condition that he receives back 200. So really the question is, when the husband is meichel, is it considered like the husband received the money already? Or no, he's just freeing her, but he never received the money, then the get will not be good. Tzumara says, really, tiboyeloch, tiboyel the Rabbon and tiboyel Shimon Gamliel. I can ask this question according to both of them. Both according to the Rabbon, let's say, by a robe, if she loses it, it's no good, she can't pay the money. Or even according to Shimon Gamliel, that she could pay the money. Still, I could have a question. Tiboy, the Rabbon, I have a question according to the Rabbonin. Adkan, like a Rabbon, also melod loyachli gabo. When does the Rabbonin say that if she lost the robe, she can't pay back the money? The get is no good, only when the husband is not meichelit. So there the husband wants his robe, so as long as she can't give back the robe, there the get is no good. But over here, since the husband like frees her and says, I'm being meichelit, I'm letting you go free, maybe that's considered as if the husband really received the money already, so maybe the get is good. I do, maybe no. I can still ask the question, even according to Shimon ben Gamliel, that when does he say if she loses the robe that she could pay back the money? But at least she has to pay back the money, because she's at least giving him money for it. So maybe that's enough. But here, when the husband just frees her, is meichel her, so she's not paying anything to the husband, maybe the get will not be good. That's not called the kiyumah tanai. When the husband first gave the get, he spoke out clearly, I'm giving you the get only on the condition that you give me back $200. So if the husband wants to free, he could very nice, he could free her. But still the husband did not receive the money, maybe the get is no good. Or Malay, so he answered back, you know, the locker is, ain't no Megareshes. Taka true, she's not Megareshes. Even though the husband frees her, but so what? It's not cool, the husband received $200, there's no kiyum atanai, therefore the get is not a good get. This the Gemara says back, Esavei, we have a question back. He asked the question back. His last question was, This is what Rav Asi asked from Rav Yechanan. So Rav Yechanan said back, it's no good. So Mestama now, Esavei, Rav Asi wants to ask the question back like this, Rav Yechanan. Says, Alocha, Gemara in the Dorim, Hoi, Milachaber, somebody says to his friend, Koi name Shata Nanali. I'm making like an instant neder that all my property is also to you, that you will not be able to have any enjoyment from my property from me. Im iata noisun lebni kur echot shachitim, providing if you're not going to give my son one kur of wheat, ushtechov yeshayim, and 2 barrels of wine. If you give it to my son, good. But if you're not going to give these food to my son, you should know I'm making a neder now that you're also to have any enjoyment from my property. So halacha is Rav Meir Oimer Oser Achitin. The neder is chal, that until this person gives the food to the son, the neder is chal, and therefore the person is also to have any enjoyment from him. And there's no way to get out of it. Like, either you give the food to the son, or else he's a neder eschal, it's also for you to have enjoyment from him. The Chachamim Moirim, the Chachamim say back, no. Af ze yochol ahater es nidroi, shalei api chacham. In such a case, the person that made the neder could abolish, take away his neder, even without going to the Chacham, even without being matter his neder. He has a way to take away the Yisr neder. How could he do it? For Yom, if the person that made the neder says, Hareini kili is kabalti, I'll consider it now as if I received the food from you. In other words, I'm being mechla to you. I'm considering it as if you already gave the food to my son. Even though you did not give the food to my son, but to get like I'm being mechla. So you see, if a person is mechla, frees you, it's as if he received it. It's considered like he really received it. That's why the neder falls away. So chur by gittin should be the same halacha also. If the husband frees his wife, it should be considered as if he really received the money already. So the get the chura should be a good get. So why did Yechonin say no? The get is no good. So Gemara says, "Hochi hashta." Like, what does one have to do with the other? I tell you, "Ho som litzure komechavin v'loitzira." Boy, you get when the husband gives the get to his wife and he makes some condition. Almanati, give me back $200. He wants. What's he doing this for? He's giving her a get. What is he asking her for money for? He doesn't deserve to get any money from her. Elamai Stalin wants to be mitzvah. He wants to give her pain. He wants to be mean to her. That's his purpose. That's the whole purpose of doing it. So if so, if that was his purpose at the beginning, to be mean, so he can't be meichel that now, because that's not called being mean. So therefore, hereby get, mechila does not help. Because for sure, what the husband meant at the beginning was that he's only given the get if he gives pain to his wife. So he can't free a lady, because then he didn't give her the pain, so then the get is no good. But hoch over here, by the neder, it's not the pshat he wanted to give that person pain, but mishum havochu. It was the pshat because he needed some food for his son. Like at that time, he didn't have any food for his son. So he wanted that person to give food to his son, that's why he made the neder. But now when the father says, listen, it's as if I received the food already, you know what he's saying? Wolo yitrich. As if to say, I don't need the food anymore now. We have enough food for, we have enough food without you. So that's why the neder falls away. By the Durham, the father only meant it because he needs food for a son. But if something comes up later that he does not need food for a son anymore, then the neder goes away. Ashenken by Gittin, the Tanai was Litzurei, so there he can't take away. The Rasha says, the Stam Megarsha Sishtoi, Mitoi Chaybul Megarsha. Usually when you give a get to your wife, it's because you have fights. Hilkach. If you have a right to say that the husband meant to stam give his wife pain. We don't say the husband stam wanted to get rich now by giving her a get, he wanted to already get some money. But rather would say you only meant to give her some pain. So therefore here it doesn't apply, the husband cannot be meichlet. Mercy like this. So therefore it could be really mechilis kilos kabalti really. Really, in the get to mumness could be it's as if you receive the money. But if a gittin, it won't be good. Because by gittin, we say the husband's intentions was not just to get an extra buck, to get an extra $200. That wasn't his intentions. His intention was bedafka to make her lose out, that he wanted to see her have a loss. So therefore, we can't free her later. Because you see, if he frees her, she doesn't have the loss, so the get will not be a good get. Mar says, Ugarva, there was a man. The Yom Aleli Arisi said to his worker, the Arisa means somebody that works on your fields, and he works for you, when he gets a profit, he gets a portion of the profit he gets. So the owner told the workman like this, Kula Yalma, usually the way people hire workmen on their fields are like this. Doli Tlosa Davla, 3 times a year you have to take care of my fields, whether it's water or plow it. The Yachli River, and how much pay do they get back? 1/4 of the profit. After I'm making a special condition with you. I want you to water my fields 4 times this year. And therefore, I'll give you 1/3 of the profit. Since you're going to work another extra time, I'll give you an extra profit, an extra share, 1/3. What happened was, at the end of that year, Osamitra, as it came the 4th time to water at the 4th time, so Punta started to rain then. So the workmen did not have to work to water the field the 4th time. So the question is, does he still get his pay or not? Some Rabbi Yossi said, Holei Dola, this workman did not work, did not do the 4th time, did not water the field the 4th time, the rain did it. He doesn't deserve his extra pay, he doesn't get the 3rd, he only gets the 4th.
Rabbi Ramano, Holoyetz Drichale, he didn't have to, Holoyetz Drichale. And Rashi says, Mazel Chagorim, it's like his Mazel. In other words, he was ready to do the work, so therefore you have to pay him. He didn't do anything wrong. It's his Mazel that punk then the rain came down. But Lamaisa, he has a right to do it. He wanted to do it. So therefore, he has a right to still get his pay. Tomorrow says, Lema, let's say, Rav Yosef, the Yomek Rabbonin. Rav Yosef, that says, like the Rabbonin sheet over here, the Rabba, the Yomek Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. And Rabba goes like a Shimon ben Gamliel. But Tomorrow says, no, it doesn't make sense. With Tizbro, V'akayim lo nilchus hakavos of the Rabba. And this is not like, because we hold like Rabba that says what? Holy Yisricha. I just know this person does not have to water it, even though he didn't do it, still he gets his pay. And this is like I said, we don't pass in like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So Gemara says, it can't be totally zeh bezeh. Gemara says, Eliyolam k'rabbonin. I'll tell you, it goes according to Rabbonin. Rav Yosef k'rabbonin. Rav Yosef is good like the Rabbonin. But Rav Omloch, Ano diyam afilu l'rabbon, as he also only called to Rabbonin. Ad kan lo yikom Rabbonin, hosom el litzuri kom echavin. The Rabbonin only said over there when the husband meant to be mitzayir his wife. Therefore, it can't be moichel. Avlocha mishum arvochu. But over here, the pshat is, why did the man want to pay him the extra pay? Because he wanted his field to be watered four times. Vola yisrich. And here the mice didn't have to water it. So that's why here, Rab is the one that says that you still have to pay him. In other words, not told the machlokes before. And before the machlokes was, when the husband says on the commission, give me 200, and then the husband is meichel the money. So be meichel the money, there we had a machlokes if he could be meichel or not. So there we say the reason why he can't be meichel is because he wants to be mitzayir. But over here, there's no slur of tsar. Here, the reason why the man wanted to make him work so hard is because he wanted to gain on the deal. So therefore we say, Lamaisa here, he did gain on the deal. Because his crop grew better. His crop was watered four times. Even though he himself didn't water it the fourth time, the rain did it. But that's the smart. It's his mazel. He had good luck that day. But he still has a right to get paid, because Lamaisa, you were willing to pay the extra, let's pay him a third, as long as your field was watered four times. So your field was watered four times, therefore you have a right to get, you have to pay him. But it's not awesome. What's over there, Gemara and Erechin? But Rishon at the beginning used to be like this. If a person sold his house, or somebody bought a house in Ir Chayma. It's not that in there. Luke used to live in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, Hakoina bayis bir Chayma. If you buy a house in the city that has a chayim around it, so the Torah says the first year the person that sold it has a right to buy it back. He can be goyle, he can redeem it during the first year. Once the first year goes by, then the person cannot redeem it. He cannot buy it back, he does not get it back until yovel. So what the people used to do, the person that bought it, when it came the last day of the first year, they used to hide themselves. Because they knew, probably this day, the one that sold him is going to come back today and want to redeem it. And the one that bought it doesn't want to give it back. So therefore, they used to hide themselves. So, on the end of the 12 months, the end of the first year, the owner that bought the field now used to hide himself. So that the seller cannot get it back. He should be able to keep it. Like this. He has a right to throw his money. The lishcha. He used to make a special room where the people could just throw their money. And then the owner now has a right to go into his old house and break the door that lived there. That was a datakana. Even though the new owner ran away, still we say the old owner, since he still has a right to redeem it, even if the new owner is not a skip town, so the hillel made a takana, you could put the money in my house, in a special house. And then that's called you redeem the property, and you have a right to go and break the door that don't live there. Whenever the second owner comes home, he has a right to take his money back. Now, Rav says, from the hill of Takona we hear that if somebody says, I raise the gitcho, I'm giving you a get, I'm not to give me $200. If the wife gives the money to the husband accepts the money, very good. But our korcha yenam gereshus. Let's say later the husband doesn't want to accept the money. She cannot throw the money to him and force him to take the money. Why? In other words, a nesina bar kocha by force is not called a good nesina. What's the proof? Since here by Erchin, by buying this house, Hillel had to make a special takana to tell us that nesina bar kocha, the heavy lord nesina. Here he made a special takana that even though the owner runs away, we let you take the money and put it into his house, and that's enough to break the door down. But the special takana that is seen in the Nesina Bar Korcho is called the Nesina. If so, Mechlaf and Nishim.